Ron gave a rather grim laugh. Hermione was looking strained.
It's not easy, no, said Harry, but I've got to...
Got to? Why got to? He's dead, isn't he? Said Aberforth roughly. Let it go, boy, before you follow him. Save yourself.
I can't.
Why not?
Harry felt overwhelmed. He could not explain, so he took the offensive instead.
But you're fighting too. You're in the Order of the Phoenix.
I was, said Aberforth. The Order of the Phoenix is finished. You know who's won. It's over. And anyone who's pretending difference, kidding themselves. It'll never be safe for you here, Potter. He wants you too badly. So go abroad. Go into hiding. Save yourself. Best take these two with you.
He jerked a thumb at Ron and Hermione.
They'll be in danger long as they live now everyone knows they've been working with you.
I can't leave, said Harry.
I've got a job. Give it to someone else.
I can't. It's got to be me. Dumbledore explained it all.
Oh, did he now? And did he tell you everything? Was he honest with you?
Harry wanted with all his heart to say yes, but somehow the simple word would not rise to his lips. Aberforth seemed to know what he was thinking.
I knew my brother, Potter. He learned secrecy at our mother's knee. Secrets and lies. That's how we grew up. And Albus, he was a natural.
The old man's eyes travelled to the painting of the girl over the mantelpiece. It was, now Harry looked around properly, the only picture in the room. There was no photograph of Albus Dumbledore, nor of anyone else.
Mr. Dumbledore, said Hermione rather timidly, is that your sister, Ariana?
Yes, said Aberforth tersely. Been reading Rita Skeeter, have you, Missy?
Even by the rosy light of the fire, it was clear that Hermione had turned red.
Elpheus Doge mentioned her to us, said Harry, trying to spare Hermione.
That old Burke,
muttered Aberforth, taking another swig of mead.
Thought the sun shone out of my brother's every orifice, he did. Well, so did plenty of people, you three included, by the looks of it.
Harry kept quiet. He did not want to express the doubts and uncertainties about Dumbledore that had riddled him for months now. He had made his choice while he dug Dobby's grave. He had decided to continue along the winding, dangerous path indicated for him by Albus Dumbledore, to accept that he had not been told everything that he wanted to know, but simply to trust. He had no desire to doubt again. He did not want to hear anything that would deflect him from his purpose. He met Aberforth's gaze, which was so strikingly like his brother's. The bright blue eyes gave the same impression that they were X-raying the object of their scrutiny, and Harry thought that Aberforth knew what he was thinking and despised him for it.
Professor Dumbledore cared about Harry very much, said Hermione in a low voice.
Did he now? Said Aberforth. Funny thing, how many of the people my brother cared about very much ended up in a worse state than if he'd left them well alone.
What do you mean?
Asked Hermione breathlessly.
Never you mind, said Aberforth.
But that's a really serious thing to say,
said Hermione.
Are you talking about your sister?
Aberforth glared at her. His lips moved as if he were chewing the words he was holding back. Then he burst into speech.
When my sister was 6 years old, she was attacked, set upon by three muggle boys. They'd seen her doing magic, spying through the back garden hedge. She was a kid. She couldn't control it. No witch or wizard can at that age. What they saw scared them, I expect. They forced their way through the hedge, and when she couldn't show them the trick, they got a bit carried away trying to stop the little freak doing it.